This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's parliament voted on Wednesday to back Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's declaration opposing the unilateral creation of a Palestinian state following growing international calls for the revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution to the decades-long conflict.
Such an attempt will only endanger Israel and will prevent the genuine peace that we all seek. Peace can only be achieved after we achieve total victory over Hamas and through direct negotiations between the parties, direct negotiations without preconditions.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran has accused Israel of a sabotage attack on an Iranian natural gas pipeline caused by multiple explosions a week ago, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The comments by Iran's oil minister Javad Alji come as Israel has been blamed for a series of attacks targeting Tehran's nuclear program. He called the explosions part of an Israeli plot intended to wreak havoc on Iran's gas distribution. Israel has not acknowledged carrying out the attack, though it rarely claims its espionage missions abroad. The office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a longtime foe of Iran, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil criticized the quote-unquote paralysis of the UN Security Council on the wars in Gaza and Ukraine as it opened a G20 meeting Wednesday. The outlook is bleak for progress on the thorny agenda of conflicts and crises gripping the planet as foreign ministers from the world's biggest economies gather in Rio de Janeiro for the group of 20's first high-level meeting of the year. Brazil's top diplomat said the explosion of global conflict shows international institutions like the U.S.